Not sure whether that will work properly.
Is this my play area?
Oh, that's why. The battery's run out.
Is this my play area?
No, this isn't, is it? Your play area, yes.
Is this mine?
Well, it's not yours.
It's my play area.
It is at the moment. You've got your toys in it,
yes?
Right, could I just have a little word with you now, Tom?
Yes. My phone's not working yet.
It's not, yes, they're working, yeah.
When we're talking?
Yes. All I want to say is, I know you're feeling a bit excited today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you get excited and you get silly, you get naughty as well sometimes, Tom. Now, stop playing with that and just listen to what I'm telling you for a minute. Concentrate on one thing at a time. I was very cross when we had that lift with Auntie Debbie. Because you wouldn't sit back in your chair, you were pulling onto the headrest. Uncle Sid was driving, and it's quite dangerous doing that. He was concentrating on the road. If the car had stopped suddenly, you would have bumped your face. You should have been sitting right back, not messing with the headrest. You wouldn't do that in Daddy's car, because Daddy would get ever so cross with you. When you're in somebody else's car, you should behave even better than you do in your own, showing what a good boy you are. Now, I think they must have thought when you got out of the car, thank goodness for that, I'm glad he's gone. He wasn't well behaved. I want to offer him a lift again. So I wasn't happy.
Corrie would not say that.
Pardon?
Corrie would not say that.
Corrie wouldn't say what?
I don't want him again.
No, well, they like you very much, but what I'm meaning is, you know, that was dangerous as well as naughty times. Just think, when I ask you, please, not to do something, will you kindly not do it? Don't wait till I have to say it over and over and over and over again until in the end I shout and I really lose my temper. It's like when we went into the park and I said, please do not. I saw you throwing a stick into a puddle. And I said, please do not do that. And what did he do? He went straight over and got another stick and threw it in. You just ignore what I say to us. Just then, I wanted to calm down. Daddy's through there. I want him to peace and quiet. You haring around will make Daddy cross. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say, but please, will you just think? And especially, you know what, when we're out, I don't like to get cross with you in front of people. But if that's what you're going to do, if you're just going to rely on the fact that I don't get cross in front of people and do very naughty things, then I shall get extremely cross in front of people. And then you'll be embarrassed, won't you? You're not a naughty boy, Thomas. Most of the time, you're a very, very good boy. We will play now. I've said my piece. Please stay. Okay? Okay?
I'll take those things away so you can't go there. Yeah, so that's the staff room. Yeah.
That's the staff room. We're here.
Yeah, this is the sweet factory.
Oh, right. So I'm confused. So we've got aeroplanes here. Lots of aeroplanes.
I'm not really playing with them, just pretend there was a big door there, but that was the staff room pictures of planes.
Well, I see, it's a staff room and it's pictures of planes rather than real planes, is it?
Mm.
I see. It could be a model of airplanes in the staff room, couldn't it?
Oh, they could paint it.
They are, these would be painted. Well, you know what else they could be, Thomas? They could actually be outside. Pretend there's an absolutely enormous car park or playport. Heliport, or whatever they're called. Yeah. And when you've made all the sweets in your factory,
yeah,
we could load them into boxes and the aeroplanes could ship them around the world for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So perhaps when we're in the
staff
room...
Let's do that.
When we're in the staff room having a nice cup of tea, we can look out the window and see all the planes.
Yeah. I'm just going to check. Oh, my God.
We were hoping that little rocket would fit in the back of that truck. What is the other bucket that's in here? Any smaller?
It must fit in the truck.
Yeah, I think that's too wide, is it? Yes, it's too wide. We've got that little pot.
Okay.
Is that too small?
No.
it's in the truck?
No. No, it's not.
Right,
now there's another problem.
What's that?
Where's the lid?
Ah. Well, this is a problem because we haven't got a lid for that. Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Well, do you really need a lid or?
A bit, you
know. Come on, pretend we have a lid.
Put the lid up.
Another I can't one. Think of anything. We've got small enough to fit in the back of your truck with a lid on.
Where's the other pot?
Oh, the small one?
Mm.
Sorry, I put it back in the bag. Did I? Yes, I did. There you are. There should be a little red one somewhere.
Oh.
Would they fit in?
I've only got 5 bits in it.
They would fit in the truck, Thomas, as well, wouldn't they? There you are.
Hey.
One is a turtle and one is a frog.
Actually, Dad's still making these.
Okay. They're plastic molds, aren't they? Possibly make jelly in those, they'd be good jelly molds, wouldn't they?
Many.
This tube you've given me, Thomas, is it half one of your fire engines?
Yeah. This would do a good. This is a tortoise.
This is a tortoise. I wasn't quite sure what it was. I said turkey, but you're probably right. What colour is it?
Blue.
Blue.
Play with me.
Blue, play with me. I thought it was blue, blue, I love you.
Blue, blue, where are you? Wanna stop on the road? Oh, I wanna stop on it.
Pardon?
I wanna stop on it.
What's that? Blue, blue, I love you. Let's all go to the zoo. So actually that's better than having one big bucket in, isn't it? If you can fit several things in it at once.
I don't think the big one will fit in.
Don't you?
No. Yes, I think it will.
Which one sticks to the top?
The blue one.
Okay.
The room! Oh my. Well,
how about the small one going in the front with the driver in the cab at the front?
Yeah.
Perhaps. And where are you driving to now?
The sweet factory.
Sweet factory.
Just I need sugar in them.
You need sugar in them?
Mm.
What sort of sugar?
Sugar.
Icing sugar.
Got some gingerbread biscuits.
You're making gingerbread biscuits? Like the gingerbread boy.
Yeah. Whoops.
Have you spilt some sugar on the floor?
Mm.
There we are. What else do you need to make biscuits?
Jelly tops.
Jelly tops?
Mm.
Mm, what's a decorated gingerbread leg?
Some icing
there. I tell you what, it does look nice. I don't know.
You go to the
lot of. Oh, yes. You know the bakers, Thomas, that we go to?
Yeah.
Have you seen those gingerbread shapes that I think are supposed to be tweeny clocks?
Mm-hmm.
They're shaped like tweeny clocks and they've got icing and smarties on, or icing and jelly tops, I can't remember now. You know, like the colours on the tweeny clock?
Yeah.
Tweeny clock. Where will it?
Ta-da!
That's why I wondered if, when you said you needed jelly tots to make gingerbread, if that's what the sort of gingerbread you were making.
Yes, I am.
And you, when we buy gingerbread men from the same shop, they have Smarties for eyes, don't they? Two Smarties for eyes. I make gingerbread men, I use currants or sultanas for their eyes and the nose, and then we usually have three buttons down the front. Three buttons, three sultanas down the front of the gingerbread man's body to make it look like buttons on a tunic.
Why not sweets?
Well, I'm sure we could, but I've just never done it before.
It's
going to
be yum.
In fact, I think we used to make gingerbread pigs as well, and we just had one eye for the pig. As if we were looking on it sideways, you know. Like that. Yes, you're covering one of your eyes up now, aren't you? Oink, oink. Do you think half a pig would just say oink instead of oink, oink?
Do you think it's the time from the other eye was doing this looking into a tree?
The other eye's looking into a tree?
Yeah.
Why would it be looking into a tree?
Looking for food.
Looking for pig food, right.
Okay. Look how soon that is.
Yes, do you think the pig would like to eat your sweets?
I don't know.
You're very busy in this factory, aren't you?
Well, I see how much gingerbread pigs I do.
Oh yes, do you make gingerbread pigs in your factory?
I'll show you how much I do.
Yes.
We'll put them into the oven.
Oh yes.
Put them into the oven now.
Putting the lid on, are you?
Yep.
Closing the oven door. Do you know what that's just reminded me of?
No.
Think about gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
And think about closing an oven door. What story that we read the other night, does that remind you of?
Gingerbread house.
Gingerbread house, that's right. It's not the gingerbread man, it's Hansel and Gretel, isn't it? Do you remember that old lady that lived in a gingerbread house?
Mm.
And Hansel and Gretel.
What was a nice woman?
Thought she was a nice woman, and what was she?
A witch.
A witch, and what did she do with the little boy?
Trapped him.
Trapped him where about?
Let's see. How brown they are.
Oh, yes. What did she trap in there?
Look, and then put chocolate in.
No. Oh, how lovely. You put some chocolate in there.
Her hands are in the chocolate.
Are they? Oh. You're not think you should be using a mixer or a wooden spoon or a paddle?
No, because when they make chocolate biscuits, I don't have up there, I just have some hands.
Do you? Mm. I hope you wash your hands and don't just lick them. So do you remember the boy that she put in the cage?
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to fatten him up to eat him, wasn't she? And what did he do because he didn't want to be eaten?
Fish bone.
Yes, a fish bone or chicken bone, I think it was. He used to push it through the bars every morning when she used to come along and say, "Are you fat enough to eat?" He used to pop this bone through, didn't he, for her to feel that. And then one day she said to Gretel, "Oh, it's no good, he's not getting fat, I'm going to eat him anyway." And she lit the oven, didn't she? And asked Gretel to get in. And Gretel said, "I can't get in there." And then Witch said, "Yes, you can, I'll show you." And if she put her head in the oven, what did Gretel do?
Push her bottom.
Pushed her bottom in. And then what did she do? Can you remember what she did then?
Too busy.
You're too busy to remember? Well, she... Gretel shoved the oven door tightly shut like you've just done then. And that's what it reminded me of. You're making gingerbread and it made me think of the gingerbread house.
Oh,
and you were slamming
the door. Can I use those tongs?
Yes.
Yes. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Dobby's obviously talking to somebody on the telephone. He's lying on the sofa.
Yeah.
Chatting away.
That's chatting away to somebody on the telephone.
I thought you said chatting to Elaine.
Chatting to Elaine? Perhaps he is. But I meant chatting to.
Come in.
He's chatting away on the settee. Lying down.
Is he eating peas?
Is he eating peas? No, why would he be eating peas?
Because it makes settees.
Settees, eh, Thomas? Peas and settees for peas. Louise.
Settees.
Cheese.
Louise.
Please.
Cheese.
Sneeze.
Sneeze.
Knees.
Peas.
Wheeze.
Neves.
Neves. Eaves.
Sleeves.
Oh, that's a good one, Tommy. Sleeves. You said leaves. I said sleeves. Heaves. Hose.
Hires.
Both thumbs.
Peas. Louise.
Is she now?
Mm, yes.
I think you might be surprised, you and Tom Henry.
I think I know what the surprise is.
The surprise
is.
Pardon?
Give me that
back. Thomas, what do you say? Remember our conversation?
Thank you.
Please, may I have? No excuse for not using manners. They don't cost anything. Do they? We're not going to end the day with a naughty boy, are we?
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
You like the colour of that red bucket, don't you?
I do.
I like the colour of the red bucket.
It's red plain.
Sorry?
I want a red plain.
Well, we were talking about this before. Do you think you'd have a red aeroplane and we've lost it? We're talking about aeroplanes. Wow, what's that then? Incredibly loud and low. Look at it, it's very high up. Heavens above. It sounded like one of those.
Oh, you knocked the tin over.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, I just filled up that.
Never mind. Couldn't worry about it. Oh, Thomas, you complain about me knocking a few things over and look what you've just done.
That's how to make gingerbread.
Is it? That's how to make gingerbread.
And it just bake.
I'm going to shuffle some of these bits and pieces up.
You know what? When they're out of the oven, I'm going to do this when they're in the oven.
Are you?
Put my hand in the oven.
Walk out.
With gloves.
Good boy.
And then touch this. Yeah. And then lift up them.
Wonderful. Very busy now, aren't you? Do you remember when we watched a man making candy floss, Tom? Or perhaps it was a lady, I can't remember now.
Yeah, a lady.
A lady, isn't it? That was fascinating, wasn't it?
Mm.
A bit It's like pink cotton wool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I love the smell of candy floss.
Me too.
Sometimes when we've had strawberries.
Yeah.
And we've had them either in a plastic bag, you know, if we've been taking them on a picnic or something, or we've put a few in a storage box.
Yeah.
Ooh, when you've eaten them and the box or the bag's empty, if you just smell it, it smells just like candy floss. Gorgeous. Are you imagining?
I was imagining if I saw it.
What, candy floss or strawberries?
Candy floss.
Candy floss. There's a song actually, Thomas, about a candy man.
What, can you see the sweet?
I can, yes, moving along. It's something about the candy man can. I can tell us with the oven.
Yeah.
You like the gingerbread boy. Do you remember that? We're talking about gingerbread. Do you remember the story of the gingerbread boy?
Yeah, I'm making gingerbread men.
Gingerbread men. What happened to the gingerbread man?
Oh, he's gone in here.
He's gone in your tummy? No, I mean the story of the gingerbread man when the lady opened the oven door.
He ran out.
He ran out. And what did he say when he ran off?
No, can't touch me. I'm
a
gingerbread man.
That's right. Well, that's a good memory because I couldn't actually remember what he said. I remember he said something, but what was it? I'll run as fast as I can. If you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. That would be a surprise if you made some biscuits and one of them got up off the baking tray and ran out of the oven door and then ran down the street. Ages since I've read that story. Did the old lady go running after him or what happened?
The old man.
Oh, the old man
fell off his walking stick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you chase him with his walking stick?
Yes, and
I seem to think that the picture in my mind is of the lady running with a rolling pin. Running off down off the street. That's like Tom Tom the Barber's son. Let's go back to pigs again. Tom Tom the Barber's son. Stole a pig and away did run.
Farmer's very cross and smacked me by legs.
The farmer's very cross and smacked your bare legs. Oops.
Oopsie.
I think you've got dropsy in your sweet factory.
Yeah.
I think you have dropsy in your sweet factory. Factory.
Yeah, we did.
Dropsy, wopsy, drop everything.
Guess what? This is Haribo World.
Haribo World, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds jolly nice. The Haribos are sweets, aren't they?
Hmm. There's new prices of them.
Yes, talking of sweets, new prices are there.
There's chocolate Haribos.
Are there? New prizes, do you mean new?
If you don't mind, there's a spider behind you.
Oh, I do know that. Do you wear a belt?
That window.
Where?
There.
Oh, it's all right, it's on the outside. That's okay. I don't mind it at all, thank you.
Imagine if it was outside.
No, I was just thinking that it was inside. Now, can you see the web? Don't tread on here because it's wet down here.
Yeah.
Can you see? The sun is on it, actually. The sun's glinting. Can you see this web? See the web? Can you see the sort of silvery strands? If you just move your head a little bit. We've got double glazing, so we've got... Oh, no, Tom, you've got to tip up. Thomas, don't you tip him up. We've got this pane here, which is the inside, and then there's another one on the outside, so it's not quite so clear. But you can see that web, can't you?
Have you seen that?
It is a stripy spider, isn't it? Yes, it's not a big sort of black hairy spider that you get inside. It's more an outdoor type spider, isn't it? How many legs has it got, Tom?
Nine.
Has it? I don't think it should have.
Five.
No, how many should a spider have?
Eight.
Yeah. What was that song at nursery?
No, I don't think it's not actually
a
nursery.
Yeah.
Made it up.
It's not a nursery made it up. I think it was on the television, wasn't it?
No.
Being a spider is absolutely...
You won't remember the end.
Coming from the...
Loser! It didn't go, and it's on the ceiling, huh?
Excuse me. Being a spider is absolutely great. I've got more legs than anyone, because I've got...
Eight.
That's right. Right, now, there was something else I wanted to talk to you about when you were just talking about different prices of sweets. Did you actually mean different varieties, different sorts?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there will be different prices, but... Now, the other day, when I had a look in the cupboard, I have, that I bought from Mrs. Sweet Shop, I bought a very small bag of aniseed balls.
What's he bought?
Aniseed balls. They're sort of...
Sweets.
Yes, they're sweets. They're not quite the colour of your top, but they're ready. They're very deepish red, round balls. And I looked in the cupboard the other day. When I bought these sweets, they came in a paper bag, and I thought, well, I don't very often eat these, so I'll put them in a little container. And the other day, I came home, and I looked in the cupboard, and the lid was off the container. I just thought, that's very strange. Somebody's had a look in here.
Dark red.
Dark red. I went up to the spare room last night, and I thought, what's that round ball on the floor? It was white. And I picked it up.
Orange juice.
And I smelt it and I thought, that's an aniseed ball that's been sucked and the red's come off and you're left with the white. Now who would have done that?
Me.
Cheeky, did you not like it? No, what, did you pinch it? Put it in your mouth, suck it a bit, and I thought, I don't like this. I said, what did you do? Ran upstairs and hid it in the spare room. You must have had it in your mouth a while for the colour to come off.
Mm.
I'm not cross, I thought it was quite funny. Don't do it again. No, seriously, I'll tell you why not.
Why?
Because you didn't know what it was. They could have been tablets, couldn't they?
Yeah.
No, listen to them.
Yes.
Seriously, you don't go in cupboards and take lids off pots that you don't know what they are and help yourself to something. Could have been a tablet, it would have made you very ill. Now, the other thing is, what if when you're running upstairs, don't look at me with those big eyes, when you were running upstairs to get rid of that little sweet, what if you tripped on the stairs and started to choke? Nobody would have known you had a sweet in your mouth, and nobody would have known that there's a sweetie stuck. So don't pinch your sweeties. Guess what? I'm glad you didn't like it, because they're mine.
Should I do
that? No, you don't. Oops. You're right. Oh, you just banged your shoulder on the old chair. Stop it.
Oh, drive your truck to deliver. Mum, don't eat these, you're a shop lady.
Oh, I wouldn't eat them.
You're Mrs. Sweet Shop.
Am I?
I always say there'll be more sweets coming tomorrow.
Do you know what my real name is?
No.
Mrs. Seed. And my first name's Anna.
Really?
Yeah, Anna Seed. Aniseed balls.
Yummy balls.
And Mrs. Seed Balls, and my first name is Anna. Aniseed balls. And your name's Harry. Harry Bow. Oh, I've got another name for you.
What?
Lolly.
Lolly!
Mr. Pop. Lollipop.
Mrs. Sweet Shop, I'm coming.
Are you?
Don't go out.
This truck sounds quite loud on that floor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it, round there? Wow. Now, I don't mean to be fussy, but that container's not very full, is it? Was it full when it left the factory?
Do you think somebody's been eating sweets in the back of your delivery lorry?
Well, oh no, there's a mouse in there.
Oh no.
How could it be in there?
I don't know, but it's a jolly fat mouse if it's eating half a container of sweets. But you better get this job up here to go and search the lorry.
Cat search.
What did you say, cat search? Oh, she's too busy sleeping. She'll have a look when she wakes up. Won't she?
Oof. It's a sweet shop. Here you go.
Oh, love it. Oh, wow. That's even fuller than this one.
Well,
they look beautiful and fresh.
Have you just put them in the doors here so I can walk to you.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. That's very, very kind. That's wonderful.
Come on.
Well, you better have it because I've got customers coming to the shop to see these.
Just pretend it was night time.
All right. We'll sell her in no time, won't we?
I come into the store tomorrow, there'll be no sweet milk.
I bet there won't. I tell you what, I hope that mouse brushes its teeth before bed if it's eating all those sweeties.
I nearly run out.
Goodness me. Thomas, have you ever seen, I don't think you've seen it in real life, but have you seen on the television rock being made? Have you not seen, they get all big slabs of sugar and they roll it out, that's for any hard work, and they roll it up. You know rock, like you buy sticks of rock at the seaside?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to watch them make it. You know how we watch the lady with the candy floss machine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometime they'll have to go. We'll have to go to the seaside and we'll go and watch them making rock. Because that really is fascinating. I love rock. You?
Yeah. I love it if it's not prickly.
What do you mean?
Like, if you fell over on rock and you went prick.
Oh, no, I mean the sort of rock you can eat. You know, the mint rock, like the pink rock that you buy at the seaside. Sticks of rock. And it says Blackpool, 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 Blackpool.
Yeah.
It says Blackpool all the way through it. Because it's very clever. When they're making rock and they roll up all the sugar paste, they manage to get the word Blackpool or Scarborough or Brighton. We went to Brighton. All the way through the middle of the rock. It's not rock like a stone.
Definitely will not.
I'll have to get some of my
pots. I must try that.
Yes, I think you have possibly tried some. Yet again, it's something not very good for your teeth, that's the only thing.
Oh, the customers!
Oh, thank you, gosh, it's a good job you've got plenty of people to help you in the sweet factory to get some sweets.
I've only got one more mould.
One more mould, have you? What's that one?
On my mould bucket.
Oh yeah, one more bucket, one more mould.
It's a crab one.
It is, that one shaped like a crab, isn't it?
I don't think I'll be able to make.
Never mind.
I'll use it.
Well, it's quite lucky actually because
yeah.
I don't open the shop till late.
Awesome.
So it gives you a chance to make a few more. When the people are queuing up outside, they've seen through the window all the beautiful fresh sweets. I'm queuing up.
I'll just go like and then catch all the over the door.
I'll tell you where we went, Thomas, that was absolutely beautiful. When we went to the Lake District, I don't really remember that trip, that's not long ago. After we'd had our lunch and we walked down Main Street, remember we saw that beautiful sweet shop? I think I bought a sugar mouse, didn't I? And I've forgotten what you and Daddy bought, but we each got some sweets. Oh, the shop was full of things. Do you remember that beautiful sweet shop?
Did I get that big Coca-Cola bottle? And that
one. Sorry, did you get what, Daddy? Big Coca-Cola bottle?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what you got. Daddy bought them, I can't remember, but it was a beautiful shop. Every sort of sweet imaginable. And in fact, when we go to York and we walk down one of the streets, there's a nice sweet shop there. But they're very fancy, expensive chocolates. It's more chocolates and fudge
I love fudge.
I like fudge.
So tasty and it's scrubby.
It is. Hello. Oh, Mr. Delivery Man, you really are a clever delivery man. You've managed to get all these sweets to me. Right, I think I'll open the shop now.
Wait a minute, I might have a mould. Have they got one more bucket?
Oh, you've got some blue bucket now, yes.
Well, then I think I'll be able to fill that one.
No, I don't think you will, because I think we need to pick all the bits off the floor, don't we?
I'll use them off the floor.
That's right, yes. That's a good way of gathering them up. Shall I help?
No.
Do you not want me to help?
No.
Well, shall I perhaps push the ones that are near me on the floor towards you?
Then we'll all get in the clever mug.
Very good. They remind me a little bit of marshmallows. These.
I'm making marshmallow cakes tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder why you think those bollards look like big marshmallows. Do you mean marshmallows or do you mean meringues?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. Do you like marshmallows?
Yeah. Hello, is anybody in there? Hello!
Hello. When we used to go camping, we used to get wooden skewers and thread marshmallows onto them. You know, pink and white ones?
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, I don't quite know why, we used to put them in the campfire. And they all went melting and gooey and gorgeous, actually. I don't think I like them now, but as a child, I thought they were very nice. And a treat, which I never have now because I don't actually, I've gone off hot chocolate, but sometimes a special treat for hot chocolate, we will put a Cadbury's, well, I shouldn't say it's a flake, you know, those nice flake chocolates, and a couple of marshmallows on top.
Look, I've got a special cork.
Oh.
It tells you all the sweets I'm going to make.
Is it?
Rabbit. Really good.
Did you say rabbit?
Rabbit.
What sort of rabbit?
Rabbit.
What do you mean rabbit?
Rabbit.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Rabbit.
Oh, grab it.
I'll get my tongs.
Grab it. Oh, grab it with the tongs. I think it's a rabbit, as in a bunny. Yes, me.
I'll be all searching for a tongs. Open now.
Very good. Watch, we don't spill any more on the floor.
No, just look. No more moulds.
No.
No, just me.
Thomas, look at the floor. Something's gone right across the floor and left a big red mark. What do you think that is?
Oh, no.
It must have something to do with the truck, I think, because the truck's red.
Oh, that's a bit green.
That's a green, it's a little bit of grass. In the bottom of our shoe.
What's happening?
Downstairs setting the tape recorder, I could hear you going splish splash in the bath. Did you know that?
Don't drink this, please don't.
Why, what's in there?
Or like
it. I won't like it. Well, what is it?
Coca-Cola with sugar made in it.
Coca-Cola with sugar made in it?
Mm.
How's that work?
Well,
pardon?
I'll show you Mr. Sweet Shop. What's red? Yeah, water all over that.
Just don't want it too many special.
And then just look in here, hope it's got a hole. And then open this
door. Don't, please. Can I just ask you something, Thomas? Don't make lots and lots of splashes because we've had to come upstairs because it's ever so late. And we've had to continue with bath time, haven't we? But we're still playing with the sweet shop. But listen, Janine might want to listen to this through the microphone and she won't hear if there's lots of splashing. So just try and keep your splashing down, okay?
Okay.
But talk loudly, that's the trick. Talk nice and loudly.
Mum?
Yeah?
I'm going to have this, Sam. And then you put it into the air. Don't matter if it goes in there. Don't matter if it goes on such, because I'm going to do that in a minute. See? In
such. No, don't let me do it first, now, Thomas.
Put it in here. Oh, that's a lot of gas, that is.
And what's that? Is that a cake or is that a sweet?
Sweet.
Sweet. And I didn't quite understand. The bottle had Coca-Cola with sugar in it or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds an interesting combination. Why did that have Coca-Cola and sugar in it?
That's new sweet.
Oh, so am I in on the secret recipe?
Yep.
Very good. And what's with the throwing the bath sponge in the air? Is that part of the process?
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching Teletubbies when that man makes pizza dough, haven't you?
Mm. I thought I had a go at the remote control with it.
You thought you'd have a go with the remote control? What do you mean?
Remote control to open this door.
Oh, I see.
Listen, just coming in. You can't see me now, can you?
No. Is that where the recipe's held in the secret?
Pardon? Jedi.
What's that, Star Wars or something?
Yeah.
What is it, Star Wars, Jedi?
Yeah. Jedi is a man and a bird pooed on him.
Jedi is a man and a bird pooed on him.
Yeah.
Right. Now, don't start throwing things around, Thomas, please. No.
Okay. Let's feel how goo that is.
Let's feel how what?
How goo this is.
How goo this is? Mm. What do you mean, how sticky?
Mm.
How goo?
Yeah.
How gooey.
Would that feel?
Yes. I think the word is gooey or sticky, not how goo that is. But it's a good word, goo. Isn't it?
Goo for goo.
Yeah. No, Tom, please sit still.
They're rolling it. I squish this. And then put some more sugar in.
Yes.
And you throw it on your back.
Oh. You've always liked this game, haven't you, in the bath, where you're pretending to make sweets or make cakes or make drinks. I mean, the favourite one is making drinks. And when we go into Disbury Park, you know the slide.
This is very important. Don't get the top wet like I did.
Right.
Why do you start all over again?
Do you have to start all over again because you've got the top wet? Why is it very important to keep the top dry?
Because then you don't need to squeeze the top like this.
I see. You're playing with a bath sponge, aren't you? You're pretending it's a sweet, some sort of sweet mixture.
And I'll put it in here, all of it.
From being very, very young, Thomas, when we used to go to Disbury Park and you would climb up the steps of the slide and then you would put your hand through the railings and say, here's your drink, here's your Coke. Do you remember that? Oh yes, you've always played at serving drinks, serving things to people, passing people things. And you didn't just used to do it to me, you used to do it to anybody who was passing in the park that would play with you. Oh, I think it's ever so sad you can't remember what those little things you did.
I'll do it next time we come.
Yeah, when you're an old, well not an old man, because when you're an old man I probably won't be alive, but when you're grown up, I'll embarrass you in front of your friends by telling all these little stories of what you used to do. When you were a little boy, I remember when. And you'll be going, oh, Mum, be quiet. Oh, Mum, I don't want to know that.
Well, I say the first one again.
I remember when you were a little boy.
and he used to sit in the bath and play at making cakes and biscuits and sweets. And he'd be ever so embarrassed and say, oh, Mum,
my friends don't want to know about things like that. That's my old lady voice, because I've been an old lady when you're in pink. Even older than I am now, Tom.
Well, I say my old man voice. Hello, how is it you?
Is that your old man voice?
Is it really? Hello, how are you?
I wonder what you'd be like when you're an old man, Thomas. I won't be around, probably, when you're an old man. Unless I live to be about 200. I know, it is quite a funny thought, isn't it? Oh, I remember when I was 100. No, I don't think I'll live to be 200. I doubt whether I'll make 100, actually. If I was feeling well,
yeah,
I'd love to be 100. How old would you like to be?
50.
50? Wow. That's 50 is only halfway to 100, though, isn't it?
Happily!
That's not an old man. Oh, Thomas, I hope you live to be older than 50. If you died at 50, that would be tragic. Because at least if you did, you wouldn't have to listen to Mummy going on about when you're a little boy.
But I'll swoop down in your ear.
When you're 50, if Mummy's still alive, I'll be nearly 90.
No!
And I'll be doddery old lady, won't I?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, listen to this. If I live to be 100 and you retired at, say, 60, then it'll be just like now. Neither of us will have to do anything. You won't have to go to nursery or school.
Yeah.
Mummy won't have to go to work. Instead of going to toddler groups and play groups, we can go to OAP parties, old age pensioner parties.
Yeah.
Things at the community centre. Yeah. And instead of me pushing you, you around in your pushchair, you can push me in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or probably a bath chair by then. Oh, thank you for your support.
Oh, thank you.
I'll probably have a cup with a lid on so I don't spill it, because I'll be all doddery. And you'll probably put a bib on me, because I'll be drinking all my food. And I will say, Thomas, you'll have to help me cross the road. Oh, that would be excellent. We could go to the train station.
And I have my noodles.
We could sit on the bench just like we do now with our picnic. And then we could sit and wave flags at the trains. Oh yes, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? That would be really nice.
It'll be very lonely.
It would be lovely, but the trouble is when you're that age, you won't want to bother with me. You'll be thinking, silly old mum. And you'll be saying, Mummy, I remember when we used to do this, and I'll be saying, pardon? Speak up. Would you like that? Well, there you are. We've got to look after ourselves, keep ourselves healthy.
I'll be dead.
You don't? Well, it's the thought of spending an afternoon with me as an old lady at a train station too much.
Yeah.
I would be lovely. We could sit there and wave at the trains, and you could say, Mummy, don't go near the white line. Come and sit back down on your bench.
And I could go like this. You both can go...
What's that?
A whistle.
Yeah. What's the whistle for? What sort of whistle is that?
A train whistle.
Oh, a train whistle, okay.
Do you like that cake?
Cake's wonderful. I've forgotten all about cakes and things. I was too busy being elderly. You've got a really wicked smile on your face, Tom. We'd have to set off even earlier than we do now.
Because to oldie school.
Because when we used to walk to the station, we used to have to set off ever such a long time ahead, because you couldn't walk very fast. And now you can walk quicker than me. It's in a good few years' time. I won't be able to walk half as quick as I do now, so we'll have to set up ever so early so I can get there on time.
I say, there's no
artistic for breakfast. There's no
art. You say that is. I'll say, come on.
No, I'm just eating my breakfast.
Yes, that's right. Yes, you'll be desperate to get out and I'll be faffing around with your breakfast like you are at the moment. Instead of me shouting at you to hurry up, you'll be shouting at me. I'll just sit there and say, pardon. The thing is, though, Grandad Bilby, Thomas, Grandad Bilby's not so very well known, and he's in his 80s. And Grandad is brilliant. He still walks everywhere. He cycles. Grandad's brilliant. So we're not making fun, really, are we? And Grandad is...
Does he go to all
school? No, we were being silly then, and that's not fair, because Grandad... Granddads and grandmas and people that have lived a long time.
Oh, someone wants this cake.
Yes, well, I'll have it with a cup of tea, please.
Oh, you're a shop woman.
I can still try it. I've got to try it before I can sell it to my customers, haven't I?
Just have a nibble.
No, I was just saying, Thomas, when you talk, actually, seriously, when you talk to people...
Nice.
Oh, yes, lovely. You know Ruth, who used to have the sweet shop?
Yes. Ruth on the top of
the house. Ruth, who used to own a sweet shop. I mean, Ruth now lives in an old people's house.
It's a roof underneath our house.
Gingerbread Ruth. And when you listen to Ruth talking, she can tell you so many things that used to happen in the olden days, as you would call it. It's absolutely fascinating listening to.
Olden days?
The olden days.
Olden days!
Look, someone's getting up. And so you think the longer people live, the more things they experience, and the more stories they have to tell, and the more things they've lived through. So old people are fascinating. Don't be silly, mate. Thomas, listen.
Do
you not remember our conversation earlier on?
You dropped the pie.
I'm sitting nowhere near it. I'm sitting here, and you're there. Just don't get giddy.
Oh, no, more people think that pie you just dropped.
Thomas, listen.
I'm just going to make another cake.
How are you?
Easy one to make.
An easy cake? What sort of cake is this?
Oh, no, run out of icing.
Run out of icing? We're going to make some more icing on it before we can decorate the top of the cake.
No, actually, this is pencil.
Pencil?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's not that pencil you write with.
It's not the pencil you write with. What sort of pencil is it?
Pencil you write with.
It's
just a little thing that you
put sugar on. It's the little thing you put...
Sugar on
with.
Oh. No, I'm going to put a picture of a ghost.
Pardon?
I'm going to put a picture of a ghost on.
Oh, yes.
I put icing all over it, and when I'm in the oven, I'm going to put things to say, hey, we're not here.
Pardon? You've completely lost me now.
I'm going to put this Nebiscuit voice that says out this, be careful. Witches are here.
Be careful, the witches what?
Here.
Be careful, the witches here.
Yeah.
Ah, the witches here, rather than the witches here. Right, the witch is here. Be careful, the witch is here. Oh.
It's the only one. Oh.
Gretel, I know, we took that house for Gretel before. Thomas, I think the thing is, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh dear, I forgot what I'm saying. I'm not even pretending to be 100. I know what it was. This is it. Now, this is sound advice from somebody old. You better to bake your cake before you put the icing on, because if you decorate it with icing and then put it in the oven, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It will melt all the icing on.
Like this. Oh.
Yes, okay.
Can you open this?
No, because it's time to get up now, Thomas. It's really bad time now.
Look at this one.
We'll leave that until tomorrow, perhaps. Come on, pop it down now, please. Sit back. Now, down. Let's have a quick wash. Oh, your water's not particularly warm now. You've been in it for a while. Sit down. Gillian, blowing your suds off? Come on, Dad.
And enough wind.
You haven't enough wind?
No.
Look at those feet.
Can we still play?
Well, we've got to go to bed now, my darling.
Turn the bath. Will you turn the tape down for me?
Oh, yes. In fact, it's probably time to forget. Oh, heck, I forgot we were doing a tape. It's probably time to turn it off now. Right, just turn that switch off. When we get to bed tonight, do you want to read either The Gingerbread Boy or Hansel and Gretel? Hansel and Gretel. Sit down, please. There you are. Eyes and mouth shut, please. Just sit still, darling. That's it. I'll try not to get it in your eyes. How's that? What's the matter, darling?
I'm ugly.
No, listen. You mustn't say that. He doesn't make fun because we weren't making fun.
Open your eyes.
Yeah. We weren't making fun. It's just I just think it's a funny thought to think that in. Hopefully, if we both live a long time and we're both healthy, that we could still be doing all, well, not quite all the things we do now, but we could still be having lots of fun together. Only cricket and only snap. No, the thing is that hopefully we'll be married with children and I'll be a grandma. And we'll probably, we'll just not be able to do the things that we need together because we'll have far too many.
Will I be a granddad?
Well, you probably will, but I doubt very much whether I'll still be around when you're a granddad. If you're a granddad, that would make me a great grandma. That's a good thought, isn't it?
Are you a great grandma?
Oh, no, it doesn't mean, you know. Great line, Aunt Thomas. Right, I'm just going to get the tape to him.
This is Russell.
So, you sit still. Do not move. I'll get Daddy to turn the tape on.